you know, we along with the rest of the country and the world for that matter obviously are very concerned about what's going on the Hill relative to, you know, the nation's debt and the limit. But specifically, you know, some of the fall off that we're tracking right now, since we know that agency budgets are definitely going to get hit here, is what the trickle down effect is going to be on the contractor.
What are as you look at the details of the deal coming out today, Congress about to vote on it this afternoon, this evening, what are you thinking the effect might be?
I mean, it's hard to really pinpoint it, and I'm definitely not an expert from the you know, financial side of government, but, you know, I'll say common sense, you know, notwithstanding, I think one of the immediate things is very similar to when you're under continuing resolutions. There are going to be some very specific restrictions on government spending, and, you know, whether it's new programs or, you know, the day-to-day funding and things of that nature, obviously all of that has a direct impact on companies. And, you know, I think one of the immediate things that will happen, and this has been a trend building anyway for years, companies that don't have some type of contract vehicle in place with an agency, whether it's an existing requirements contract or a BPA or IDIQ or something like that, are going to be even more at a disadvantage than they already are now.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about this before we went on the air, and you mentioned if day-to-day operations are impacted the way that you expect them to be and the way that I think a lot of people expect them to be, simplified acquisitions are going to be a lot more difficult for small business to get in on, too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, simplified acquisitions has been one of the areas that has been, I'll say, more of a safe haven for small companies and new companies to the government sector, only because primarily in the FAR, it states that simplified acquisitions, those purchases typically between $3,000 and $150,000 per transaction, are reserved for small business. And so there's a tendency there for agencies to look at small companies first after they go through the required sources of supply and use that to really, I'll say, vet potentially new industry partners, so to give them a foot in the door at a lower level of risk.
Something else that I wonder if you have thought about yet is something that we talked about last time you were in the studio here, and that is the compression that we're seeing. The step downs were what we called it before, where you have a company that used to operate at a particular level, and they're going, well, it's harder to compete, so I'm going to go after business that I wouldn't have gone after 5 years ago or whatever. And so the middle-sized companies feel that pinch, and they decide, well, we'll go after some smaller business we wouldn't have gone after 5 years ago. And you have this step down effect where all of a sudden small businesses are competing against medium sized, in some cases the big boys, and trying to get deals that they just are quite honestly getting priced out of. Do you expect to see more of that now than even we've seen over the last couple of years?
Absolutely. And I mean, there are so many different factors that are coming into play that really kind of, you know, propagate that. One of the things, as you mentioned, the step down effect is, if business is going away at a certain level or generally spending is decreasing, then what you're going to have is companies that maybe had a limit of 1 million. If it was below 1 million, they wouldn't even look at it. Or if it was below 5 million, they wouldn't look at it. Well, they're going to start looking at those now because, the well is drying up where they are in the usual place.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of the other factors that are coming into place right now is obviously where do companies go? I mean, they're really not going to go outside of the federal sector, but so much because they're definitely not doing any better than we are in the commercial sector. So, you know, while we're seeing all these hits and then, you know, decreases in spending, it's still, you know, the best game in town from a business standpoint. But one of the other things that we're looking at now is even the onset of more and more companies, European-based, that are coming here looking for business, especially in the cyber arena, and that's going to add to, you know, the overall level of competition.
Mm-hmm. What will this mean, do you think, this compression in the market mean for times like now, where we have about, 7 weeks or so to go until the end of the fiscal year? How are smaller businesses going to be able to compete and play in that end of year stuff?
Well, and in fiscal year end is, you know, again, it's in the unique animal in itself, because a lot of folks look at this as an opportunity to come in and just go crazy, you know, with the government doing follow-up money and so forth. And while that may be true to a certain extent, it's a relationship business, and the agencies, even in the heat of the moment, are going to look to those organizations that they've already tested and vetted. So it doesn't create a lot of new opportunities for companies, small or otherwise, to come get into the game. But I think what's going to end up happening is that, again, you know, there are going to be those companies that maybe didn't track fiscal year end quite as passionately as they previously did are going to really start paying more attention now.